it came up to be that I was going to run 12 half marathons in 12 months. And I was not a runner. So I was a CrossFitter, or like I did other like workouts. I lifted. I had run one half marathon very, very slowly. Yeah. And not very, yeah. And I didn't enjoy it, actually. It was not a fun experience for me. Y'all are the worst.
Fucker. Oh, God damn it. We're not even throwing it.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of The Truest Adventure. My name is Trey.
Markel.
And I'm Quest.
And today we are joined by Lindsay.
Hey, guys.
Lindsay. Thank you for talking during the intro. I don't know. Will that show up?
Yes.
Oh, man. That's going to be like the coolest. That's like makes your episode more unique than any other episode.
Just don't edit it out.
I know. I feel like we have to leave it.
That's my personality right there.
Oh, man. Yeah. We're leaving it. I say we leave it.
And for the benefit
because
of...
all she says is, you guys suck. Yeah. So it's like, the truth is, you guys suck.
Adding a little flavor. That's all it is.
It's like that ad lib. The truest. It's, we go from we groove to we suck. Boom. All right. But Lindsay Dennis, great friend of ours. Lindsay, let's tell the folks a little bit about who you are. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Chalmette, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Yeah, born and raised.
So the parish.
It's a good place. Yeah. Good people, right?
Yeah. And then you live in Metairie now, but like there are some moving around in between that, right?
For sure. So born and raised in Chalmette, and then we moved to Jacksonville, Florida for 6 years. Then I came back, and I was here for high school, college, grad school. And then I moved to New York for about a year and a half. And then came back home, got married, and now we moved out to Old Metairie. It's called that upgrade.
So you're not on the market anymore.
I am not. I am happily married, going on 2 years.
Oh, congratulations. Two years. And what's the lucky man's name?
Bowen Dennis.
Bowen, you're famous.
Now.
You just made Bowen famous to all. I'm approximating like 50 of our listeners. Because we're averaging.
50 listeners.
Yeah, we're averaging for the four episodes that are available now, like 50 downloads right now, like 2 weeks out.
All right.
So Bowen, you're famous to 50 people.
He
may be one of those 50, because I think last time we saw him, he was going to subscribe.
Mm. He's listened to more episodes than me. So.
Wow.
Wow. Lindsay says we suck during our intro. She hasn't listened to all the episodes. All right. So we've got to earn Lindsay's listen.
Noted. Let's just ask Lindsay a bunch of questions about Bowen for the rest of this.
Right.
Done.
Bowen sounds awesome. He sounds like a man with great taste. He chose Lindsay. He's listened to all of our episodes.
Yes.
What more do you need to know?
What other cool stuff does he do?
He's on a 24-hour ruck right now in Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
Holy smokes.
Yep.
Fort Bragg's not like the warmest of places.
No, it's actually pretty cold right now.
Yeah.
And you said a 24-hour ruck?
A 24-hour ruck with Go Ruck. It's a Go Ruck event where they start at 11 o'clock at night, and then they'll go for 24 hours and doing like team building, and like they make them go through the woods, they make them go in mud, they have to carry people, they have to like do all these crazy things. They're like ex-Navy SEALs. It's out of control.
But Bowen's not an ex-Navy SEAL, is
no
he?
Anybody can sign up to do it.
Okay
He just like loves to walk around with weight on his back. You can like literally catch him on a Saturday morning walking through the city for hours.
I feel like when
with
the
like
end
75
of,
pounds on his back.
When the end of days comes, Bowen's the guy that we need to find.
On point, yes.
He ends up being the dude from Walking Dead who like...
He's Rick.
Yeah, he's Rick.
Yes.
He's Rick.
Oh, he's going to be so excited to hear that.
Yeah.
Bowen, fuck. Can I move in next door? Do you guys have any houses in your neighborhood that are for sale?
100%, right? Yeah. Literally my backyard.
Oh, no, that's we'll just perfect. Tear the fence down.
We dock
we'll
that
build
fence
a pool.
Down. Yeah.
Community pool. Oh,
man, that's dope. And when the end of times comes,
he's
practicing for the zombie apocalypse.
Done.
Bowen, it's time.
It is. This is amazing.
We've
okay. Life skills.
Note,
He also wants to climb highest mountains. So
he's trying to weasel into our territory.
In the Pac 350.
I've already been told no, so he already knows that he can't. We already know.
Put that fence back up, guys.
Right. He also wants a part in the Truist. He wants to be on the cast.
We were already told no. Like, it was a hard no.
That.
We
still haven't fully talked about on the podcast Pac 350, but here's the little bit that I will share before we got to get to interviewing Lindsay because she's a phenomenal person and super interesting. Pac 350 is called that because there's an actual written out pact that we signed in metaphorical blood.
Oh, no real blood?
No real blood.
Well, because it was digital.
Blood. If somebody prints that out, that thing will get
signed. Can I make that happen? Can I at least be there for the blood? Pact?
I think that dilutes the blood oath if we have a non-blood participant present during the blood.
We'll frame it. We'll hang it up.
Yeah.
We should hang it up in here. We should do that and hang it up in here.
I think it would be way more legit.
Add it to the Truist memorabilia. This should turn into the Truist.
It should.
Oh, man. How dope would this be?
All around.
Just cool Truist stuff. Like, we could, like, take one of the wigs from the fundraiser the other night and, like, staple it up. Like, just bam. There it is.
We should do that.
That's vandalized this room.
This is
what I'm here for.
This is a brainstorm.
Okay. That's what I'm good at.
Back to you, Lindsay. So when you moved to New York, what I want to know is, what were you doing in New York?
I was working for Homeland Security and helping with Hurricane Sandy. So I was the finance director for the state of New York regarding HMGP programs for
Sandy. You were responsible for how much money?
Billions. Like, multiple billions to rebuild Long Island. State of New York, the whole nine. Yeah. They brought basically everybody from like the Southeast because we've dealt with it before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those Northerners have no clue what they're doing
when
a storm hits. So they brought about like 25 of us up there.
Wow.
Yeah. So, pretty interesting. Got to meet a lot of people.
That's insane. Like so I was living in DC at the time and actually doing some work in my old job in New Jersey and in New York at the time. And just like, understandably so. It just was like chaos beyond the normal level of chaos you'd expect from having all that flooding. Because just like you said, it's not something that happens up there.
No, for sure. And what people don't realize, though, is that like they got the best treatment because they had people down here who have done it their whole life. Right. This is something that we do. And we've dealt with it multiple times. So they actually got better recovery. They actually got better response because they were able to.
Don't touch. I speak
with my hands.
Lindsay is touching the table. We have to keep calling this
what's
out.
What's great is like Lindsay's like moving around, and so she's kind of all over the mic, and she's like touching the damn table. And we have not cut off one of Markel's fingers yet to just teach all of our future listeners not to touch the table.
So are you one of those?
So Markel's holding his hand up now with a pinky down. I feel like that's what we need to do, because when I give the silent reprimand to the guest of like shaking my head and pointing towards the table, Markel could just put his hand up, missing a finger, and be like,
can you just have a set of rules of like, don't speak during the 42 seconds. Don't hit a table.
Did you look on the chalk wall behind you? I'm just kidding.
No. I was like, I read the whole chalkboard. It's not up there. Oh, no. Man.
It's too good.
Well, if you had listened to the prior podcast, you would know that touching the table is a problem.
I have like, I don't sit still, right? Like, I'm a very animated person. So it's hard.
It's good.
It's hard for me.
We want you animated.
I know how you feel. I really want to just.
Don't you just want to like touch?
Here's what we're doing. I'm activating the force field around the table. Don't touch it.
I'm so sorry, but it's.
Okay.
So see, here's the question. Okay. Right? So like, we can move past that.
Right.
I obviously know what you do now, but for the listeners at home, like, tell us what it's like to still be working for the government.
I'm not. Thank Jesus. Yeah. While I was up there, I actually got to go shopping at Lululemon Athletica, which is a yoga and athletic apparel company. And while I was up there, I just got talking to some people and they were really jazzed about what I was doing in New York. And they gave me some like free clothes and they were just like super personable. Mm-hmm. So I knew the store manager down in New Orleans and I ended up calling him up. I grew up with him and I was like, is this like a typical thing that happens for Lululemon? He was like, all the time. He's like, they appreciate what you're doing up here. They just wanted to show you a little love. I was like, okay, this is something that I can get a part of. And I was like, are y'all hiring down in New Orleans? He said, yeah, but it's like a part-time gig. Like, no, not even close to what you're making. And I know that that's kind of like what your jam is. And so I talked to my then boyfriend at the time.
Boyfriend.
Bowen. Is that still Bowen?
Bowen.
Is that
a different Bowen. Bowen.
Sorry, be like, Bowen.
We weren't even shut the engaged. Radio off. We were not affianced, nothing. Uh-huh. So I was like, how can I come down there? And he was like, do it. We can make this work. And I was just ready to be home. I had a little bit of FOMO. It was like right after Mardi Gras that I decided that little move would be great. I came home, had an interview. They weren't really sold on me originally. Morons. I actually was not going to be hired. I actually had that guy have to like vouch for me to tell me that like I was part of their culture. Lindsay, two and a half years ago now, going on three, was a little different than I am now in regards to like how I am and my culture. I was very even more upfront and a little bit more blunt. A little bit more on the negative side, not necessarily like being in positive. Even though I just said you guys suck in the beginning, I'm going back.
I literally shuddered when she was explaining that Lindsay 3 years ago was even more direct than Lindsay right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I couldn't even make it 42 seconds into the podcast before she's like, you guys suck.
You bring it out of me. What can I say?
Imagine 3 years ago. You suck. Die.
Or be here to bleep about a bunch of stuff. Yeah. I haven't cursed yet. So you know it's like, great?
Don't worry about that fucking shit. You can say whatever
the
fuck
you
want.
That's because now cursing is like not being in my best self and like being, right? So I'm trying.
Man. Lululemon sounds like a cult.
A lot of people. No, it's totally it. We drank the Kool-Aid. Like everybody drinks the Kool-Aid.
I went to a Lululemon.
I'm not even going to hate on it.
I went to a Lululemon dinner that you invited us to like a little while back. And there was actual some juice that tasted pretty sweet, but was a flavor I was not
familiar
with.
I feel like the last 2 months you've been way more into possibility. Look at all the things that have happened.
I'm super into Lululemon.
And
everybody,
you look good too, bro.
Yeah.
But look at all the things that you guys have done.
You've put up a few pictures on your Instagram. You're
That's how cults get you. They get other people to get you. So don't even fall for what he's saying.
No, Markel. Oh, if you're free tomorrow, I want you to come with me to the Lululemon at Lakeside Mall.
I have a meeting. So sorry.
Well, I'm there 5 days a week, so you're more than welcome to come hang out at anytime.
You don't have meetings 5 days a week, man. You're a college student.
For sure.
We know.
I'm just kidding.
Tomorrow's Friday. We all know how Friday is for college students.
I know. Like, we send Markel
text.
We're
cutting into prime time partying time right now. That's all we're doing.
I'm so different from the other college students.
You seem different.
Yeah. We send Markel text messages in the morning and like have no expectation to get a response before 12:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm. I'm probably still asleep or in a class.
Like, you responded to a text message the other day at 10:15 and I was like, is there an emergency? What happened? Is your house on fire? Do you need help? Do you need assistance? Dear God, like I was at work, looked at the phone, saw it was you at 10:15 and I put my suit coat on and started to run out the door. We gotta get to Markel. His family is
in trouble. At least you know he loves you.
There we go. Yeah,
we
This is the truest love.
That's the truest love.
So 3 years now, Lululemon.
Yeah, going on three. And then I was at Shops at Canal Place. I moved. So then I left my job. I left New York, came down. And the day that I accepted that job, Bowen and I actually started looking for a new house in Old Metairie. So then I was living in Chelmette. We were living in Chelmette at the time. And then we started looking for houses when I came home. And we bought the house. I had to actually fly back up to New York to like, you know,
close it all out
and say my goodbyes. We bought our house on May 8th, go to celebrate. He actually proposes to me on the same day we bought a house, which my dad was like, what? Who does that? Who buys a house and gets engaged? Like,
that's called locking in on that investment.
100%.
Hold on a second. Yeah. When he asked, did he also have a ring at that point?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That is a big money day for Bowen.
Big.
What does Bowen do?
Yeah, what is Bowen?
I mean, we're not trying to get all in the wrong business.
Ching, 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 ching.
Please have like a sound effect. There.
That's because
you haven't listened.
Oh my God. She doesn't even know the podcast.
You know what would be funny, guys? When I say a number,
you just ching, ching, ching over it. So then people don't know the real. Please listen to the
I will. Okay, fine. Done. What I'm doing tonight is I'm listening to Maul.
Please, please listen to episode two.
It's not even like deep into it. That's not even all the way at episode three. That's just episode two. Like halfway through episode two. And I want you to text us and then we want some acknowledgement as to like why that ends up being so funny for you to be like, No, what you guys should do is get a sound effect.
Like,
well, being that it's culty, I'm going to have my whole team listen to the Truest
Effect. Oh, yeah, please.
Like, the whole thing. I mean, it's actually going to be like a buy-win, but like next Friday, they have to have it done.
Yeah, yeah.
With it would be paper, a one-pager maybe.
It would be great if they
listened.
Separate
devices.
It would be heavenly if they subscribed.
Did you say you're going to have them write you something?
Like a one-pager? Yeah.
Oh, no. Just don't have them write a one-pager. Just have them write a review.
Yeah.
Well, the one. Okay,
make the one-pager a review.
Done.
Yeah.
Done.
How many people are on your team?
22.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yes, please. All of them write one page.
Yeah,
please.
4 episodes, 22 downloads. That's 88. That's 88 more downloads. I'm like Rain Man right now with these downloads.
No, you're like a multiplier.
His eyes just lit up. I wish I could see that.
So you guys buy a house. He proposes.
This is like you. Can I just like you from the explanation of this story? Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how condensed it was. Like you have to feel like you're in life's groove at that point, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just got a new job.
Yeah.
It wasn't the job that I ever thought I would be in, right? Like, I was 29. Yeah, 29. Going into retail part-time. Mm-hmm. So that was, like, not where I thought I would be. But mm-hmm. everything else was, like, hitting, right? Yeah. So, like, getting married, getting a new job, new house. I was actually getting in, like, more health and wellness and just, like, my life.
Move back home.
Everything was kind of, like, hitting.
You got a dog?
I had Bowen had to get a dog when I moved to New York.
That's what I'm saying.
Lonely.
So like you move home, you got a dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That wasn't actually a good thing. I've been petrified of dogs my whole life. And I got attacked by a dog when I was 6. So when he says he wants to get a dog, I'm like, man, but I have to do this because he's, you know.
Because you're in New York and he's in New Orleans.
He's in New Orleans. So I'm like, I got to let him do it.
He's holding strong.
He's like, you're going to love her. She is so submissive. She doesn't jump. She like barely barks. She like whines all the time. She like lays on the ground and I'm like, okay, whatever. So then I get home and that's exactly how she is. And now I love dogs. She's shaped my life. So yes, groove, handing it in.
Yeah.
And then I start working at Lululemon and life changes.
Yeah.
I get to meet like really cool fucking people. First number one, about health and wellness. And that's really what it's about, right? Like I'm the healthiest I've ever been and I'm around like really badass people who also believe in the exact same stuff. So,
okay. Yeah. So that's like really, I mean, very few people do you hear that go, firing on all cylinders and then just kept firing on all cylinders.
Yeah.
It just got better.
Right.
In the VH1 True Story, your story, you're like, after the commercial break, it just gets better.
She keeps going.
Yeah. Just keeps getting better. Okay, so that being said, though, what is your truest adventure in running? That's like what we want to know.
So what happened with running? So again, last year, I had the privilege of seeing Chris Ring cross the finish line with Trey. You were actually with
me. Who is Chris Ring?
Chris Ring is, he is a former Navy SEAL who swam for Legacy Alive, became the first American to swim the entire Mississippi River start to finish. Did it in 6 months?
River. 6 months.
6 months. Yeah, it's a really long river. And I got to see him cross. And that moment, it was like almost a religious type of experience for me. Seeing these parents who have lost a child in combat and just being around other folks who like got the gist. I was like, how can I do this? How can I be, what would be my swim essentially? And just for my personal self. And it came up to be that I was going to run 12 half marathons in 12 months. And I was not a runner. So I was a CrossFitter or like I did other like workouts. I lifted.
I don't think I appreciated that. Like when you decided to do that, you weren't a runner?
I had run one half marathon very, very slowly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And not And I didn't enjoy it, actually. It was not a fun experience for me.
Yeah.
So that was like, how could I like do something that anybody really can do, right? You can always run. There was I didn't have to join a membership. I didn't have to do any gym thing. I didn't have to, I could just do it myself.
Yeah.
And hold myself accountable. So I told everyone, I told my whole team, I told my parents, I told my family and friends that I was going to run 12 and 12. And I had like the best support system. So I started in January and finished in December.
I think that's really admirable too, because we both have the benefit of knowing Chris and you've met Chris, Quest, and maybe one day, Markel, you'll meet Chris. He's super cool, dude.
Super cool.
But you hear like, oh man, he swam the entire Mississippi River. He's a former Navy SEAL. Mm-hmm. Like, of course that dude can do it. But he picked this thing of all of the things that SEALs can do. One of his least favorite was swimming.
Oh, wow.
And so when you say that, like, you had only run one and it wasn't really your jam.
Not at all.
It makes those things kind of tie together even more in my mind, where it's totally. Like you pick this thing and he picked this thing and they weren't necessarily your biggest strengths.
Right.
But you guys are going for it. And it's, right. I mean, not anyone really except for Chris and one other guy can swim the Mississippi. So.
Correct.
But and not everyone can run 12 half marathons in 12 months. Like, that's the thing. So
while I was running, it was like he definitely was somebody who was on my mind. Right. Like, he hated swimming. And how horrible must it be swimming in the Mississippi River? Like, right. Think about taking that turn like right by Algiers and being like, all the crap that was just probably in that water is repulsive. I mean, I got to see his face. It was gross.
Yeah.
So like, I can just, and I'm running, like, get over it. Like, every time I would be like, oh, I don't want to do this, or I don't want to run that next one, or it was, this is too close. So I had a 2 week break. Just do it. Like, there's so many other things that could be wrong.
Yeah. And then at some point, this is probably overshared and I can cut it out later if you want, but really, I don't cut things, so I won't.
You don't have to.
Didn't you run, like, you had a broken toe at some point and you're doing 12
the one that you ran with me. So one of the first times I actually really got to hang out with you, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I really didn't really know who you were before that. I asked you guys to, like, you guys offered to run with me when I ran my 10th.
10th, I think.
My 10th. So at 9, I saw you guys and you were like, let's run 10 together.
Yeah.
Okay. And that time I had a broken toe and it was miserable. And the whole time he was just like, let's do it. Let's do it. I think Quest talked the entire 13 miles.
I did.
And it made
I stopped at the point one.
Oh, it was so fabulous. It actually made me not think about my damn toe.
Well, yeah. And it was like, I can't remember what was going on like in my life or whatever that morning, but I didn't feel like running that morning. Something had happened like the night before, whatever. But like, then you were just like saying, hey, by the way, guys, I might be a little bit slower, like apologetic. I think my toe's broken, and sends a picture of it. Can we put a picture of your broken toe on the Facebook?
Yes, of course. It was pretty
gross. Going to put a picture up associated with this episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the little toe is like, your little toe is laying on its back like your dog. And it's just like, hey. And I was like, Lindsay, I don't think you should run. And you were like, no. I just was telling you guys it was going to be slower. We're definitely fucking running. And I was like, well, whatever I got going on, slight cough, laziness, whatever it was, it's not a broken fucking toe. So put your shorts on, put your shoes on, and let's go.
And it actually wasn't even my slowest race. The first one that I ever did was my slowest race.
That's amazing.
So, which just goes to show you, you got a lot better, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And you did this for nonprofit, you said?
Did it for Legacy of Lives. So I'm still putting everything together. So what ended up happening was how I bought two pairs of socks. So the Daniel Hyde socks and the Brian Percy socks. So I met both of them.
Okay, you got to explain
that. Oh, that is.
You're, like saying, you're saying Hyde and Percy and some people at home. Like, I'm fortunate enough and like I know.
I don't
know. So you don't. So there's a sock company that makes socks for fallen soldiers, and part of those proceeds go to a charity of the family's choice. And these two pairs of socks that I bought, I actually had the pleasure of meeting both of these guys who were killed in combat, their mothers in December. So I just chose to like wear these socks on all my races. So I ended up wearing all of the, their two socks on all of my races. Mm-hmm. And what that ended up turning into was when I would find somebody who was KIA on the day of my race.
Killed in action.
And, I would like think about them as I would go along. So I'm still putting together like all of my backstories on all of them to put out to the world to start my actual fundraiser. So I've raised a couple $100 just from like family and friends who have like known that I'm doing this and just like sponsoring miles that I've been doing. But it will go live probably around like June-ish.
Wait. And how much, do you have a goal for how much you're trying to raise?
I just wanted to do about $25 every mile. So it comes out to roughly be around $4,000, a little bit over under.
And then you're going to post this on your Facebook?
On my Facebook. Yep.
And then how can people find you on Facebook? Like if people hear
Lindsay
this,
Putterer Dennis,
you got to spell Putterer.
Do I? Oh. Yeah. Oh, Lindsay with an E.
Putterer.
I can't even pronounce it still. Seriously? And I've known you a long time.
Okay. So Lindsay, can you spell Putterer?
P-U-D-E-R-E-R. Putterer.
Done. Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S. So that will go live in June and I will maybe share it with the Truest Adventure if need be.
That'd yeah,
be
we'll, great. We'd love we'll, that. We'll put it. So once we figure out how we'll go about linking content for particular episodes, we'll put a picture of Lindsay's toe as well as a link to Lindsay's Facebook in the the show notes, I guess.
And you guys should be Lindsay's friend on Facebook.
Should.
Yeah.
She's a great person to be friends with.
And she has incredible content on there.
Or like, on that Instagram, that Lynn Pud, LynPud.
Yeah, yeah.
See?
Just get on to the throw gram. People off.
Get on the gram.
Lynn Pud.
But, okay, so you did this for running, your truest adventure, 12 and 12. Man, that is intense.
I'm a little done.
You're a little done?
With running 12. I don't know if I'd do that again.
Are you still running?
Yes, I'm still running with the 504th.
Okay. Yeah. And, like, the 504th, what do you talk about it a little bit?
So the 504th, have we not talked about this on the podcast?
Yeah, but we're getting Lynn Put's perspective.
My perspective of it?
Yeah. Lynn Put's input.
That was pretty clever.
Markel,
I'm not gonna lie. I might
Markel
have to use that. You actually
bang.
Might
just
have
for that. You get permission to touch the table once.
Tap oh it. My God.
Wait, one hand. Not both hands.
Yes. Yes.
And I love how he went full palm. Instead of just like the.
He could have tapped it, or done anything like, cool. He was just like, I'm so happy to do
it. Input, input. That's what we're
that,
seeking.
I actually
right
like,
now.
Like that. I think I might use that for like work.
That, yeah, should, be, you that should be your you podcast.
Better be, you better be fucking careful.
So
you got to pay
this
Markel for that.
So there's this lease now that you have to. Every year you got to pay.
You said it out loud in public.
You're in a hole, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching to Markel right now for that idea. Oh, you committed man. To using it. You're done.
Come into Lululemon Lakeside. And
there it is.
Yes, Markel. You
should do that.
You should do that.
You should totally
because in Lululemon,
no, that's not how it works. That's
some
not
of
how
the
it
clothes
works.
Cost cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
But it's great quality product.
It's it no, is. It's super quality.
It's amazing quality product. I'm wearing it right now. I'm yeah. rocked in here with a sweatshirt and shorts on. Come on now.
But the 504th is, to me, though, it's about fun. It's actually making running more enjoyable and something I look forward to rather than just something I have to like do to accomplish a goal. You know, yeah. That's basically what running was for all of last year. I ended up enjoying it. I get the concept of it now. I can like I can release a little bit when I do it. But yeah. The 504th definitely is about like having fun and seeing new parts of the city. I ran in the Holly Grove a couple months ago. Like I would have not done that prior to shout yeah. out. And I can't wait to see like where this goes with the 504th and like bringing the city into like more of a fun atmosphere of running.
Yeah.
And being more inclusive. So,
yeah, that's great. I mean, like that idea of, and when we ran in Holly Grove, like I posted this Instagram post, like not as a diss to any other running crews. Cause I think a lot of the running crews in town that have been doing it for a while are have like really established a strong running culture here, oh, man, but just as a, like,
yeah,
makes people. Yeah. So like, I hesitate to start listing him because I don't want to forget somebody. But like at any rate, I posted this post with the map of us running through Holly Grove and said, like, when's the last time your run crew ran through Holly Grove? Trick question. It hasn't. And that's not like a diss to other running crews. It's just like to make people think, right? This city has so many interesting and amazing neighborhoods with such great history. And
exposure.
We should be running in all of it.
Right. Like, I mean, I've been here my whole life and I've never yeah. run in Holly Grove.
Yeah.
So what does that say? Like, what does it say about me? A, I need to get out more,
right.
Or like other people just need to be doing more yeah. things.
So. Yeah. So like, I think that's a bedrock foundational part of the 504th is that we're running in places where normally people or run crews would.
For sure.
So
yeah. yeah. And it's opened my eyes yeah. to like just all different types of people who run and like what, why people run and like the reasons that people run, you know?
Yeah.
And I got to do my goals today. I actually like rewrote some of my goals. Quest isn't part of my goals.
What?
I want to learn how to longboard.
Hold on.
Meanwhile, she's got this husband who's going to lead us all in the zombie apocalypse. And she leaves that out there without any explanation. Bowen, I don't know in what way I am a part of Lindsay's goals. So let us clarify all of this.
He got a text from me earlier today. And you obviously didn't get what I was trying to ask about me wanting to learn how to longboard.
I got it. You want me to teach you to
longboard? I want you to teach me how to longboard.
What I respond.
So you are swag. Bet. Who knows what that means these
swag.
Days?
Locked in. We're done. Like, yeah.
Swag. Good.
No. That, as a person of this generation.
Thank
oh
you.
My God. No. Tell me how.
Using that word.
Is using swag wrong?
I've been using
I thought he was just telling me like cool.
Out
like
now.
That's a cool
out.
Idea.
Nobody says swag anymore.
People like you say swag.
Oh,
what is
man.
Mark
so
Westy
what's
like
the, what are you supposed to say?
Me. Like,
hold on.
I had a whole like.
What are the new.
Hold on a
what?
Second. If I looked at you and pointed across the table and I said, people like you use right. swag.
I had a
it
whole.
It would mean a whole different thing. Like, Youngblood said it.
You were on like, I'm like, okay, they're hip. They're down.
yeah.
And then you said swag.
What's the word now?
What do
so
you
now
do?
It's like these people are.
Oh, man.
Trey, we were part of that, though. I'm about it.
I'm afraid to even ask him what he thinks about Bet, then, because
Bet is... There we go. That's still in the game. So.
That's crazy. Bet is from like the fucking 80s,
because it rotates. 90s. Swag hasn't made its full circle yet. So you.
So I'm ahead of the curve.
No, you're behind.
You're behind.
Back around.
Right. I'm starting that shit early. So
it's when you're a kid, so when your generation going starts in the circle, and you're like, I need to get on there, and then you're like, all right, I'll catch it on the next.
No. That motivates me to keep saying it, because when kids, your generation, start saying it again, they're going to be like, no, that dude on the Truest Adventure's been saying it. Like, he's the guy who created it.
You just never stop saying it.
No. Yeah,
Markel literally has a pained look on his face.
Wait, so are we on Bet now, but off Swag?
Yes.
Bet's been on for a minute.
So then what's next?
Swag's been gone.
So what's the common parlance?
Huh? I say lit.
I thought lit was old.
Lit?
My mom said that. Again.
I don't want to do anything that's gonna overstep too far, but lit sounds white.
Yes. I'd say my mom white. Says that.
I guess
Lindsay's mom is saying lit. My mom and Lindsay said lit works before. At Lululemon.
It's hey. Made a loop.
No, Lululemon is dope. Lululemon is dope. I'm just saying, I don't ever recall hearing anybody in Lululemon use swag, bet, or lit.
Her mom is two generations away from me. So like it's you're it's too circle. Close to me.
That's the circle. It's two generations. 25
it's two
years.
Generation circle.
Swag will be back in 14
so
years.
I need to find my grandpa.
Who's definitely saying swag still.
Yes.
Yes.
And ask him, grandpa, what was... But my grandpa says stuff like jive turkey.
Jive.
Jive.
Jive. That's us.
You need
for
to bring
everybody
that
listening.
Jive.
The hot stuff now is jive.
So can we go? Wait, can we go back? So I want to learn how to longboard.
Yes.
Okay, so that's where
jive.
Great. And then I want, my other goal is to be a blind guide for a half marathon.
Jive.
So Denali, who has been on the podcast or will be on the podcast, wants to start a New Orleans.
And her and I are meeting on Tuesday at 2 p.m. to go over logistics.
I love it.
So
like,
where do I fall on
you don't,
this
bro.
Goals
you
list
don't.
Here? Because everyone else on the 504th is getting called up to be part of it. Just waiting for mine.
What's going to be the kicker is when she's like, and then Markel now is added to my goals list.
Now Markel,
but Trey,
I have to now give him cha-ching for the whole input input thing. So he's like part of my, he's
already
now in
it.
This. Harold's not in it yet. So I'll figure it out. I'll incorporate you
just
into my goals.
Scratched out of that team.
I'll do it.
Photo.
Do you have a helmet?
No.
Good. I don't ride with a helmet.
No.
You can't learn to longboard with a helmet because you don't learn the consequences.
So May 20th is the date that my buy one is May 20th because I'm leaving to go to Hawaii and I totally want to bring a board on the plane and be that kid.
You could learn to. So I have a good buddy.
By when?
May 20th.
Oh, easy. Plenty of time.
Yeah.
I've never been on a skateboard in my life.
It's 5 days before my birthday.
Plenty of time. Oh, man. Oh. Look at that. Nice little plug for yourself there. Right. I like
how old are you going to be?
19.
Six.
Ooh, nice.
Six.
Great age.
Jive turkey.
14 for my little brother.
So can I do it? Is it possible?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just got to put in the time.
Always.
Time.
If it's on my goals, it's happening.
So that's what I would do.
Full disclosure. Go ahead. What would you do and then full disclosure?
Full disclosure right after this, though. But like, can't wear a helmet, right?
Mm-mm.
Like your head's way harder than you think.
Yeah.
Oh.
And if you
know what you need, though? Because you're older than like,
most.
Say, Markel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like Markel falls on a longboard, it's like malleable.
Yeah.
Get those damn wrist guards.
Wrist guards.
Don't break your fucking wrist.
Wrist guards. Wrist
guards. Get those wrist guards.
Because here's the thing.
You might look like one of those geeky rollerbladers.
About to say, y'all going to kill my vibe.
But
that's why we're not having you wear a helmet. Because frankly, if you're going to learn to ride a longboard, but wear a helmet,
get one of those cool, like, long Lululemon t-shirts. It has the thumb holes.
With the thumb holes.
It'll cover the wrist guard.
Done. Okay, great.
Yeah,
thank you.
And
thank
no
you.
One can see they're wearing the wrist guards, but don't break your wrist. Like, that's the one wrist. Thing I would say.
I mean,
like,
could you imagine me doing stuff with my hands with a broken wrist?
Mm. Oh, man.
Just this all day? No.
With no bend.
Oh, it'd be horrible for me.
Yeah, just so don't break your wrist. That's my only advice.
Yeah.
You're great.
So, full disclosure, there was this wave of interest in longboarding. My buddy Brian Kidd, started longboarding in Puerto Rico, and that's what really got me into it. Because I had a chance to try his. He was like longboarding everywhere. Like I was in Puerto Rico and we were hanging out at a friend's house. And I was like, I'm leaving. I'm going to roll. Do you want to ride back to your house? He's like, no, I'm just going to skate. It's like 11:30 at night. And I was like, dude, we're grownups. You're going to skate? And I remember like driving past him as he was like kick pushing up a hill, but like just seemed to have this look of glee on his face. So I pick up the longboard, same thing, like love it. Skateboarded to when I was a prosecutor in DC and people can fact check me on Facebook. I skateboarded to and from work as like working for this uber elite prosecuting group in DC. So I have a buddy, Brian Myers, who was a prosecutor in North Carolina. He gets a longboard and he's going and he sends me a text message after having it for a couple of weeks. He says, Erica, his wife, is mad at you because you didn't tell me how to brake. I was riding downhill and then this sends me a picture and his like knee and his like leg looks like hamburger meat. Because he just like realized he didn't know how to brake in the midst of going downhill and just dove off. So, okay,
so can we make sure we teach me how to brake?
Yes.
Done. Okay, done. Great. Or bail gracefully.
No, you never bail. You never bail. At most, you just run off like you meant to do it. Like you decided you wanted to bail gracefully.
Like you just, I'm meant to do that.
Yeah. And I've only fallen once. I have a scar on my shoulder from it.
Pretty badass.
Tuck and roll.
Prove it.
Yeah.
You gotta put that chin down.
Yeah. You gotta go for it.
I can't. I mean, I can't. Just so everyone I can't knows, see in the dark.
Quest is now trying to show
his scar.
The scar.
My under a jacket.
Under a hoodie.
In a my dark.
Battle
wounds.
In a dark.
My battle wounds. All right. So.
Yeah. So that's
your
my goal.
Truest adventure in skateboarding by May 20th.
Yes, yeah. And then to be a blind guide by the end of the year. So bring running full circle, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Make it more fun and to continue running and to be.
Can we
doing
please
else?
Have you bring Anthony down to run with him?
That's also the plan. Like, so he'll certified. Be a part of our meeting on Tuesday. And
Wait, Trey, did you get a meeting invite for Tuesday?
Why would we?
Let me check my phone.
No.
Did you get one?
This is a girl's thing.
I didn't get one. And
Anthony's not a girl?
Well, we're going to like bring him out. We're bringing him in to like see how
his
we can make this work.
When he was 13 was man-child. And you're going to say he's coming to the ladies meeting?
No, we're bringing him in. No, we're going to bring him in at the end some point to be like, hey, what can he help us with? How can we make this actually happen?
You should bring us in. We interviewed him.
We can answer for him.
Yeah.
Not at all. Not even in the slightest.
Anthony, like you, please, you could answer for me anytime you want. Like,
this is how we end up getting lit up.
We just really want it to happen.
A better sense of humor and like wit than both of us.
Yeah.
We just really want it to happen. So, you know, girls, we get shit done. So
all jokes
getting
aside,
it together.
I think that's phenomenal that you guys are looking to start that in New Orleans. I think that's great.
Yeah, the fact that it's not even happening though is just like, what?
Yeah, if you guys get one started, I'm all about coming in, volunteer my time. That would be massively
I was
worth it.
Super. It was one of the most nervous and thrilling things I've ever done when I got to.
So like,
I would quit my job to come and do that with you guys.
For sure.
That's a promise.
I mean.
Markel, I love it. You're on fire today.
You are.
I love it. Yeah, I love it.
I need to hang out with you more.
Yeah. And so you were saying like, what was one of the most thrilling?
I got to guide Anthony two Fridays ago on a run through the city, which he has never really done. He said he only gets to run in parks. It's a little harder to run in New York. Yeah. So I got to guide him on a almost 6 mile run upstairs, downstairs, around things. And after many a drink during the day. Yeah. So the fact that we ran
at all,
it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So,
and I will tell you, like, just from watching it as an outsider, it was also nerve wracking. I was just like, oh my God. Okay. Nope. You guys have got it. Just nailed it. And just to talk to him after that run, time of his life.
Oh yeah. He was like, you're doing fine. And I'm like, you just hit a tree. And he's like, I'm fine. I'm like, I keep forgetting that he's 6'1". I'm 5'6". So I would run under something and he hit himself twice.
And Anthony is
when
such
you
a.
You say he hit himself twice.
Or he got hit.
I ran into shit twice.
I ran you into things.
But Anthony's such a fun loving dude and has such a great sense of humor.
He's like, no worries. You're good. You're doing great. And I'm like, liar. Like, I'm not. But I know I did okay because he didn't get hurt and he didn't fall. So that was like the big things.
Yeah.
He didn't fall. And I was thrilled.
Yeah.
So I will love to do that again. That's my plan.
So I think this is where we need to kind of wrap her up for the evening, but I've learned a few really important things. One, if you put Markel on the spot, he's going to come up with genius.
Genius.
Input.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. And we know that we need to buy that house behind Lindsay's so that Bowen, a.k.a. Rick Grimes, will take care of us. If you're going to set off to do something, like, go big, right?
Yeah.
Swim the Mississippi River or run 12 half marathons in 12 months.
That's it.
And the other one would be if you're going to start a podcast, you might want to have Anthony be the person that does the podcast, because we continually talk about Anthony and the fact that he doesn't have a podcast.
Yeah.
And we all keep talking about
him. Did other people talk about Anthony?
Yeah. Everyone that I feel like that's ever met Anthony talks about Anthony.
Because Anthony's that awesome.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I need to meet him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why didn't you?
And it's what I'm just saying in my mind right now is, like, as we were wrapping this up, I was like,
still talking about Anthony.
Still talking about Anthony. Like, can Anthony get a damn podcast so I can listen to it, please?
I feel every like week?
The truest adventure, Anthony edition.
Yeah.
That's what this whole segment, like this whole
the
clip.
Truest Anthony.
Yeah, this isn't
done.
This isn't the truest adventure in running. This is the truest adventure in Anthony stories. In Anthony. This is amazing.
He's an inspirational guy.
We Super. Should just call Anthony every once in a while we're recording. Mm-hmm. Like, Anthony, what's up, man? Nope, we just wanted to check in.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I really do think that, though, people who haven't met him should call, have him talk for a little bit, and then they'll want to talk about what they talked about. So every single person could be really talking about Anthony.
Anthony,
for sure.
Listening with Anthony. To this, can you text either Quest or I or Lindsay?
Or me.
Yeah. Put us in a no, text us all in a group text.
Yeah, group Aww. Text us and just
Nobody
say.
Nobody wants to be left out.
Just say, listen, I love that idea. You guys call me anytime or. Please don't call me when you're recording. I don't know what time you guys always record. I don't need a phone call at 10 o'clock at night.
He's doing really cool things right now. Let's be real.
Yeah. Anthony's like, out living life.
Yeah. He's not sitting at home right at this moment.
Yeah.
Not right now.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So with that, my name is Trey.
Mine's Markel.
And I'm Quest. Thank you for listening to The Truest Adventure.